Hey, welcome to my show, Feng Shui Your Way on UK Health Radio. I'm Janine Lo, your go-to Feng Shui consultant and Chinese astrologer. I've been helping people transform their lives for over 20 years, from private clients to big names and businesses, and I can't wait to share my tips and stories with you. Today, I'm joined by a very special guest, Antoni Danek. I think I might have got Danek wrong, but when we talk to her in a minute, I'll clarify it with her. Antonio is a source leadership mentor, a spiritual life and business coach, an earth whisperer, and an artist. She is the creator of Source Dynamic Method, the host of the upcoming Earth Awareness Summit, and the founder of Wisdom Finer. Wisdom Finer, I didn't say that right, which is a transformational path for conscious entrepreneurs, change makers, and visionaries who are ready to align their inner wisdom with their outer impact. Her work blends the mystical with the practical, guiding people to move from overthinking and self-doubt into trust, clarity, and embodied confidence so that they can create, lead to live from a place of deep alignment. Antonio, welcome.
Oh, thank you, Janine. It's good to be here.
So how do you say your surname?
Danek.
Danek.
Yes.
Should have clarified that.
Oh, good.
Okay, I sort of got it.
All as well.
So, Antonio, can we begin at the beginning? How did your journey into this work first unfold?
Oh, well, for me, it actually started, when I look back, it started with being born into a very international, inter-religious family, I would say, because I grew up in a Tibetan Buddhist retreat center in the middle of Germany in a Catholic environment.
Oh, wow.
And my grandparents were students of Satya Sai Baba. And so I had like a buffet of religion around me, and the notion of rebirth and karma and making wishes to the best of all beings. And for me, this Buddhist roots that I have, I still feel them to this day. Yeah. And this is where I think it landed me in this lifetime.
It's weird. It actually made me a chill down my back when you said that. I would love to have been born into that. I spent lots of time with my grandmas, who obviously had special gifts, but this sounds amazing.
Yeah, and it really set me up for living and being between cultures, between religions, hearing all the voices and building these bridges. And this is what I do to this day, is really the inner wisdom and supporting people to find their own path and their own way of being of service to the whole. And finding their own unique way of handling or dealing with the unknown, with the unseen, and at the same time being very grounded in life and practical. Because this is, for me, spirituality is something that is lived and is in everyday life. And is how do I have the conversation with my kid that throws a tantrum, and how do I react to a traffic jam? Or I don't know. And not just sitting somewhere on a pillow.
It's interesting you should say that, because obviously when I started my journey, as a child, I was born as an intuitive. And now it's all accepted, but it wasn't accepted. I didn't find myself around my people. And I think that's lovely that you had that, and that there are people like you in the world. And I liked when I was doing some research on you, that I've put you down as an earth whisperer, because I can see this in you. I followed you, as you well know. So in the word earth whisperer, how would you describe that to our listeners?
Well, the word came recently just to me, because I see my daughter as a horse whisperer. and I'm very connected with the earth, with the land. I have an education as a Feng Shui consultant and teacher. So I learned how to read the earth and connect with the land back in Malaysia. And at the same time, I learned a lot from nature in the last years, really by listening, by walking with my question, and then I started sharing little things that I do with people, and suddenly they start to have their own conversation with nature.
Right.
And to me, that's so precious, to be part of people's remembering that they are nature and that there's so much more for them to connect with.
I know. I love walking in the woods, holding my hands. I'm not tree hugger, as they call them, but but just putting my hand against a tree, and you can feel the energy going down and coming back up again, can't you?
Yeah.
I have to quickly go in there. I didn't know you were a feng shui consultant.
Well,
how have you never told me that in the last 5 years?
Because it's part of my. I have such a big collection of professions, and at the moment I'm not actively working as a feng shui consultant, so I'm not putting it out there so much.
Yeah.
But it runs through, and it comes back in the deeper work with the land now.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll get back onto what you really need to describe. So you describe yourself as a source leadership mentor. You sort of answered this question already, but what does source mean to you?
Well, I use your source in different versions. On one hand, for me, it's really the universal source that we are all connected to and that we create from, and that we can be like a vessel for that it creates through us.
Yeah.
And that connects all of us. And then you also mentioned that I have the method Source Dynamics, where it's about looking at initiatives and seeing who's the one holding the vision. And we call this person the source person. Right. But it's not the person, the source, but it's the person who's like the channel for source.
The channel for source, yeah, I get that. So this is an interesting one. Many people, and I mean I've met a lot of people, feel pulled towards inner wisdom, but aren't sure how to listen to it. So what helps you to trust in what you hear? Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Or how do you explain to people how they listen to the inner voice?
Well, what I explore with people is their way of listening.
Yes.
Because what I saw is there's so many different ways. For some people, it's really journaling. A lot of people I know that they can tune into something and start writing without thinking.
Yes.
Without overthinking, like automatic writing, setting a good intention and then see what comes through in the writing. I often, or through nature, that I ask for answer and something comes. And what I observed is, when it's true and when it's this deep knowing, there is no reasoning for it.
Yeah.
It's just, it is. And that's where I think is the actual challenge, is to then trust that and not have the mind doubting it and putting it, talking it down. So it's really figuring out, how can I receive my answers? Be open to receive them first, like listen, what is my way of listening, and then take action on them without knowing the exact next 10 steps.
Yeah. So when I was learning this, when I was a lot younger, my best friend Lulu and I, we used to say, okay, well, what we'll do is just see if it's true. We'll see if a butterfly turns up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know that's a very simple thing. Yeah. And through life, butterflies talk to me. Music through the radio talks to me. So for me, my confirmation comes through, oh, look, butterfly. And it literally comes and sits in front of me and looks at me and relate to things. And I, when we did this as kids, I didn't know at the age I am now that this would be part of my really big source of, like you say, source of recognition.
Yeah.
So for people who are learning this, where would they start?
One way of starting could be really remembering when they had times already where they had an intuition drop in and followed it. Because sometimes these are really turning points, and sometimes we think we don't have them, but very often we have. So go back and really feel, okay, when did I do these irrational things?
Yes.
It's very often irrational, and it's very often that people around you think like you're crazy. And I've done like several of them in my lifetime. I mean, really big ones. And when I look back, it's really funny. But this is one way to maybe find the version that appears in their life.
Yeah.
And then maybe test some journaling, and or if you have the feeling of everything's in my head, what I do is connecting with the earth first. It's really going outside, taking off the shoes, putting my feet on the ground, and like imagining everything going, like emptying myself of all the buzz and everything, and then asking again. And observe the nudges that come back again and again.
Yeah, it is having that ability to literally observe. I remember, like, before I became on UK Health Radio in the January, I was like, oh, I really want to get some of these words out. And I like put it out to universe. And then randomly UK Health Radio came up. And the next thing I know, I'm on it, but it's stuck in my mind. That's the thing I find. If something repeats itself, you know, in any form, you start to think, well, it's trying to tell me something, surely.
Yeah, and it's really paying attention to the, you said music, or for me, it's sometimes on different channels. It's like music turns up, or I overhear a conversation, or I see a sticker on a street lamp.
Yeah.
And it all like confirming, it's like, okay, there's something. And sometimes it's the moment it tells me to be aware. And then an email comes, or someone asks me something. And I'm like, okay, I'm paying attention now because I had something before.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I say, yes, let's have the conversation and see where it takes me. Mm-hmm. So for me, the first part of the training is to be more aware of what's happening. And observing also my thought patterns, and when do I try to talk myself out of it? So that's a big part of being really in this, aware of my inner conversation and the thoughts. And then I feel that we can start noticing the repeating pattern of how it feels in our body when something lands, and we're like, oh,
I know.
Usually it's bigger than we thought.
I know.
Or it's smaller, but there is a deep knowing and a truth, and it's out of question.
Yeah, totally.
And it's nothing that we can pursue or force. It's really happening when we are open, and then suddenly it's there, and we're like,
oh,
okay. There you are. Or who are you? Or what are we doing now? It's like, we do this, and so how does it work? I don't know, but I know I'm doing it. So,
100%. So we're just going to take a short break to hear from our sponsors, and when we come back, we will explore Antonia's source dynamic method and how we can learn to create from inner alignment rather than pressure or force.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
If you see the letters AIDA, do you immediately think of the opera by Verdi? AIDA is also an advertising acronym for those iconic Mad Men days. A is for attention, I is for interest, D is for desire, A is for action. This process is a timeless truism for making a sale. Fortunately, if your product or service is health-related, we can offer you guaranteed access to a global audience with a high interest in health, healthy lifestyle, and contemporary well-being. UKHealthRadio.com has a regular monthly audience of around 1.5 million health-conscious people. And Health Triangle, its award-winning monthly magazine, has around 20,000 paying subscribers. Find out more about both at ukhealthradio.com. Let's all put health first.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tena Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with a skin comfort formula online and in stores now.
UK Health Radio,
The station that makes you feel good.
Hey, we're back. Hey, so Daniel, you actually designed and created the source dynamic method. There's two questions here. What inspired it? What is it at the heart of it?
So inspired it's by a set of principles that a dear mentor of mine discovered over the years. His name is Peter Koenig. He calls it the source principles.
Right.
And he observed companies and communities in how they are being created, how they are emerging, and how they function beyond the traditional hierarchical structures. And to me, it's even almost like a universal law that it's not published yet.
Yeah.
And for me, it's interesting because when we see an initiative being started with a strong vision, with a person really believing in a vision, even if it's crazy, even if it's big, and then this whole life force is in there, this whole passion. And this translates also into source dynamics. The picture here is that an energetic field opens, and then people are drawn in to contribute and to be specific sources in the field, to bring their genius, to bring their passion and their initiative for specific projects within. And this is something that always happens. It's something that we can observe anywhere. It's not a new structure that we have to implement in a company or in a community. But the moment that we put on the source glasses, and look from like the side perspective, suddenly we can see, oh, this project was started by this team member. And this team member knows the answer, the intuitive answer to a lot of things that we try to solve in the group. Yeah. And if we start looking at who started which piece of the puzzle, who holds which piece of the vision, suddenly we have more ease in decision making. Suddenly all participants, all team members, all community members are encouraged to be creative and be proactive and share their ideas, because they will be acknowledged for their idea. And at the same time, it's not about them doing all the thing.
Right.
Like the founder is not doing everything, but if we honor the founder for being the source of the idea,
yeah,
or the channel for the source, it's also giving the founder space to wait for the intuitive hit, what yeah, we just said before. And then if they have the answer, if the founder says, okay, this is our next step, to trust that and go with it and not talk it down and not put like needing 10 reasons, or because very often this intuitive part is without reasoning and without the logical, it's beyond data and numbers. And when we can balance this source perspective with the structures that we have in a business, I think then the whole business is more like a natural system.
Yeah.
And then it's very alive and it's very empowering. And when we transfer one project to another person, or when we transfer the company to the next generation, this role can be transferred. There are certain principles to how it works that the spirit says stays alive, and we can transfer this role even to another person, to the next generation. For me, this is, since I heard it for the first time, it took me 1 week to share it at the first event. and for me, it's one of the pathways to really have a more collaborative, co-creative future for business, for communities, and for the future of humanity, because we're not about competition. We're about doing it together. Mm-hmm. And the moment that we acknowledge who holds which part of the vision, we are also in self-responsibility. So it's not just we and us, but it gets very co-creative and very inspired.
It sounds Well, it sounds a bit me, if I'm being honest. being around the people that you get, because again, maybe it's taking you back to your roots where you grew up in this group that you did before. So it's very community driven. What I like about it, just listening to you, because I didn't know what it was about, is it's like a tree. It just keeps giving, doesn't it? So all the little branches off it, the people that come in, they've learnt the knowledge to give off to other people when the rest of the people pass. Is that what you're trying to say? So it's an ongoing thing, like the elders always are training the youngsters. So this gives this ability for it to spread.
It's a part of it. So it's part of yes, it's the picture with the tree is definitely what you can also put, for example, a company like a tree. It's growing. And at the same time, when you said with the elders and passing it on, this is also the honoring of the source, like honoring of the lineage, which is honoring of the roots.
Yeah.
So also when we learn something and when we, for example, I honored Peter Koenig as the source, as the roots of finding these principles, and then I created my own thing from it. And at the same time, when we learn Feng Shui, we would honor the lineage that we learned it from, or someone learns Reiki. So, and as long as we honor where it comes from, I feel the roots are strong.
Yes.
And then the energy is still flowing.
Yeah.
And translated to the company, or for example, to the company, when it's just sold to someone and it's purely for money and the transition is not made from the source perspective, then the spirit is gone.
Yeah.
The connection with the vision can be lost.
Yeah, I totally agree.
And this is part of the work that I do, is to work with people who want to pass on their company or pass on a project and they don't want it to die.
Yeah.
Or they took over from their parents. Maybe the parents are no longer alive, but it can still happen, that the transition can still happen. And then suddenly they find themselves in a place of being reconnected with the vision. And suddenly they're like, oh, okay. Now I trust myself that I can make these intuitive decisions again.
Really? I'm well impressed. I never heard of it, but I'm getting this. I'm going a little bit off song here, but you talk about aligning inner wisdom with outer impact.
Yes.
Can you share what that feels like, or what's happening? How does
it work? Well, in my perspective, when we are really getting to know who we are, and when we start listening to our own inner or higher wisdom, I mean, it doesn't matter where it's, how each person sees it, but the moment we are really ourselves and we are stepping into our power, we will have a different impact outside, because it's not driven from I have to prove myself. It's not driven from I do this to get something. But then we can really come from a place of being of service, and then we can explore more and more what it means to us in this moment in time to be of service. And this is what I see as the impact that follows, which very often is beyond what we imagine. Like we set out, we figure out, okay, this is who I am in this moment, because we are always still evolving and unfolding.
Yeah.
And then we go with a good intention. We set out in the world to be of service with our talent, with our qualities, with the gifts, and with all of us. So like we don't leave the shadows behind. We take all of us.
Oh, yeah.
And then the impact can start with something that we think this is what's happening. And very often what I see is it goes beyond that, because then suddenly ripples come, or the next conversation comes. And then when we are on this inner path, and when we are, our path is aligned with who we are, then the miracles happen, and then the conversations, or then the radio calls you, you know?
Yeah, I know. We've just got to go to break. But before we go to break, it's really interesting, because one of my biggest thing is, when you align, I was giving a talk somewhere and in front of business people. And you know the saying where, like, you, if you go to work, if you love what you're doing every day, it's not going to work to earn anything, is it? You're going to work because you enjoy it. And I know we all have to do jobs that some of us don't like, but if we're aligned to what we love to do, like I love feng shui, I love Chinese astrology, I love manifesting, then it becomes, when you're aligned, more magic enters.
Yes.
That's how I feel. Anyway, I better go over to our sponsors and we'll be back.
Yes.
I'm just going to take a momentary break as I hand over to our sponsors. And when we return, we'll explore how the way of leading and living changes our relationships, our communities, and the way we show up in the world.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, so you talk a lot about community and you know, we've never talked about this, you and I, before. And I genuinely love what you're saying. So you talk about conscious communities and new ways of living together. But what does a co-creative future look like to you? How do you see that? As you've explained how you see it.
Well, what I see is that co-creation to me is that I see us constantly co-creating, like with life. We're not separate beings and we are not independent from life. So it's always like a dance. And the conscious co-creation to me is that first we have the process of figuring out who we are, why we're here, what we're doing. And then we can see the bigger picture and really feel into, okay, what am I here to do? And with the source perspective in the back of my mind, it's also being aware of, is there something, a big initiative or company that I feel drawn to start, which is a whole different thing from stepping into a job where I live my purpose and I'm employed, and that's perfect. Both ways are perfect. It's because we are different people and not everyone's meant to have their own company, of course.
Yes,
and at the same time, it's really this, okay, I'm here. And then when we step, for example, into someone else's initiative and we say, oh, this is where I want to support and this is where I'm also living my purpose and where I can be of service, then to be conscious with what am I bringing and where am I asking for the vision or asking for what's the next step? Because I don't need to know, like no one needs to know all the steps. And for me, have this conscious conversation of whose intuition do we ask now? And where do I follow my inner voice and this inner calling and this, what am I here to birth?
Yeah.
And at the same time, the conscious piece of a community or from a collaboration is also that every person does the inner work And we are all aware of when we're triggered and we stop projecting too much, or we notice when we project and we take it back, and everyone doing the inner work.
Oh, well, that'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be like, and I mean, I think what I see is more and more people do it. And I believe that there's a lot more out there already happening that we don't see yet. Mm. So I really believe in this grassroots power that is already unfolding. So like the new earth is already unfolding, and it's really, part of this moving forward is really to have regular moments where we also pause in within and see, okay, where am I? What's the next step? And especially when times get rough, and when the outside is really turbulent, to not be stuck in fear, but really find the inner place again and get support and have a community also to move forward with.
So how, if people wanted to either work with you or go to, I think you said there was the Earth Awareness Summit.
Oh, the Earth Awareness Summit.
How would they, or people who just have listened and thought, right, I want to know more, how would they do this with you?
Well, the first step would be going to the summit.
When is that?
The summit is happening end of November. And it will be broadcasted over 5 days, and then it will stay available. So I have a lot of conversations with amazing people from different realms talking about the connection with Earth, about the inner work, about conscious communities as well. I just this morning did an interview with a Maori indigenous wisdom keeper.
Wow.
And, so this would be the first to get to know my whole field more. And then in the beginning of December, I'm opening a membership where we can talk into all these different places,
mm-hmm.
And explore the connection to the inner wisdom and figure out the inner compass. And if someone really wants to have support for the bigger picture, I also do one-on-one work.
So
get deeper and sort the bigger spheres.
Right, yes. So you've actually answered my question, because I wanted to know about your different programs. So can you send them the links to me, and we'll UK Health obviously will put them out as well if we can, via the work
of course.
But if not, if anyone's following me, Janine Lowe on Instagram, etc., I will put all your links so people can work with you, because I think your knowledge feels like it goes back. Even as a person, it goes back a billion years. You know, everything that you as a person, Antonia, you have this thing about you, and this is what I want the listeners to understand. This is just a short, very short interview that I have with you.
Yes.
But I know that your energy, so I've worked with you for about 5 years now, I think we met 5 years ago, and I've watched you grow in those 5 years. And listening to what you're saying now, which I hadn't heard all of it.
Yeah.
I think you've just massively gone boom like this.
Yes.
So could you give, just as we end this, could you give our listeners some of your social media so they can follow you on Instagram or anything like that?
Yeah, on Instagram it's Antonia Daniek, as it is. And there will be a website, earthawarenesssummit.com.
Yeah.
The link will work once the interviews end. and then I think that's the best place. And on Facebook, it's also my name, Antonia Daniek.
Okay.
I mostly use my personal profile.
Okay.
Just text me, message me, and
you can learn more. Okay.
Thank yes. You. So, okay. Come to the summit. There's some amazing people there.
I want that link. So obviously, it's virtual as well, so people can.
Yes. Yes, it's virtual.
Okay. All right then. So, Antonia, thank you for sharing your wisdom and your beautiful presence, as always.
Thank you, Janine.
Your work is such a reminder that we don't have to push to strive or struggle to fulfill our purpose. We can create it by listening to ourselves. Would you say that?
Yes. And then taking the steps that we hear.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Janine. Bye.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Feng Shui Your Way. I can't wait to share more insights and inspirations with you in the next episode. Remember, life is all about creating harmony and welcoming positive energy into your world. Until next time, stay balanced and keep your energy flowing.